Hi, this is Kim Stazella with the Society for Process Consulting and Design Group International. Today we have a guest, Deanna Singh. Deanna is the founder and chief change agent of Flying Elephant, an umbrella organization for four social ventures. Through their work in the spheres of DEI, healthcare, children's literature, and leadership, these four companies aim to shift power to marginalized communities. Deanna is also a founding member of the Society for Process Consulting. So welcome, Deanna. We're happy to have you today.
So glad to be here with you, Kim.
Thank you. So just for our listeners and readers, this will be on the Society's blog at societyforprocessconsulting.com. That is a lot. Even your intro is just a lot. And I've known you for several years. You're very dynamic, and you're one of those people I feel like you could do anything, like pretty much anything you set your mind to. So the big question for listeners is, how did you take your life as a leader, an executive, a consultant, and really focus up into your current calling? Tell us about that.
So I think one of the things that has always been really important to me is this way that my parents helped me define success. My parents always said, you don't just define success by how well you're doing, you define success by how well those around you are doing. And that just really stuck with me. It really sticks with me. It's not even past tense, it's current tense, right? And I think that because of that, in every place that I've been, in all the different sectors that I've been in, all the leadership roles that I've been, one of the things that's always been really important is how, if I'm learning something really cool, how can I make sure that other people are learning something really cool? Or if I, you know, make this mistake, how can I make sure other people don't make this mistake? Or if, you know, I figured out this pathway and you've been able to, you know, to secure it, how do I make sure that it's easier for the next person who's trying to go down this pathway? That's always been just a critical component of the way that I measure my success, but also how I enter into projects. And so I don't know that there was ever a moment where I thought, oh, you know, I should really consult with others, as much as it's been part of my lifestyle. So I think that that is probably one aspect of it. I think the reason why it's become even more focused is that sometimes you don't see, you know, the what do they say, the forest for the tree. And I think one of the things that I've just realized in my career is that there's a lot of things that don't necessarily come naturally to me, but I've made enough mistakes in them. I've done enough, right? I've trained up it enough. I've had enough great mentors. There are some things that are so easy for me to come in and be able to make adjustments for that other people really struggle with, right? And vice versa, there are things that I really struggle with that I know I've been able to lean on other experts. And so once I got clarity on what those things were, right, and really had a strong understanding of what that looked like and how that could actually benefit other people if I came alongside them and served alongside them, I think that's when I was able to make the clear, like, pivot to, no, now I can name these things. I can name the benefit of them. I can name what it feels like to be in partnership together. And because I can name them, I can actually walk in this and be very intentional about it. So I think that it was kind of the combination. One is just, it's part of my like life purpose and the way that I show up in all spaces and how I measure success. But the other part of it is just getting clarity on what that added value is and being able to communicate that to others.
I agree. And I think that, you know, the story you shared is really powerful. And in the consulting world, quite often we are hired, quote unquote, to be the expert, to sell and tell, you know, people what to do. And that's why I just love your approach. And I think it it really should be held up as an example. A lot of times we use that word, we walk alongside clients. I'm not here to push you or pull you. I'm here to walk alongside you. And you're right, not every consultant knows how to be humble, adaptive, iterative. I mean, like, these are just kind of the core values of process consulting. So thank you for sharing that background. Process consultants really focus on these core values of listening, helping, and learning. So how do those themes resonate with you as you navigate across the very different social ventures?
Well, I think one of the things to remember is that no client is ever the same. And so if you don't bring those practices into what you're doing, you could actually put them in a worse position than the one they came to you with. And so that's a really important component, and one of the reasons why I'm such a big proponent and supporter of process consulting, because once you take the step and get into a place where you actually are listening, where you are really learning, where you are trying to understand where people are, once you do that, then you can customize and be able to help people identify what they already have within them. I think that's one of the things I like to tell people. I believe all the solutions for all the world's problems exist already. I honestly believe that. And I think the reason why we don't see them manifested is because we haven't given people some of the process that they need in order to be able to bring those great ideas and those solutions forward. I don't hold them, I don't harbor them, but what I can do is help people unleash what they already have, the brilliance that they already have, the you know, solutions that they already have, the capacity that they already have. You can't do that though, right? If you're not bringing those kinds of concepts of listening and learning into the work that you're doing. If you're just coming with like, well, this is my steps and you have to walk through them and I don't really care where you're starting from and I don't really care where you're going from. I mean, the likelihood that you're gonna be successful is like throwing a dart blindfolded. It's pretty low.
Right.
Instead of saying like, where is the dartboard? Where have you put it? What kind of dart are you using? Why are you using that dart? Why do you even want to hit that board? Is that the right board for you to be aiming at? Right. That all just makes, just a lot of sense.
I love the word you used, unleash. And I do feel that when we are working with an organization or a team or a department, it's oftentimes we'll talk about the indigenous wisdom or the collective wisdom that already exists. But as you said, sometimes people, they can't see it, or even again, the word leash, they just feel bound to their current position, the current way of doing things, or because that's how they did it for 20 years. And they truly can't see that the answer is there. And we're just there to help, you know, like you said, walk alongside, unleash it. I'm a very nonlinear thinker, which sounds counterintuitive, being the CEO of the Society for Process Consulting, right? Because it's about a process. But by being a nonlinear thinker, I can kind of hold that safe space for people to say nothing's off the table here. Like, let's just put it all out there. So I love that word, unleashed. As we look at, the months, years, or decades ahead, I mean, you've already accomplished so much, including your recent book published by American Girl Publishing, which is featured this month for our member spotlight. So dare I ask, what's on the horizon?
So I was approached by Penguin Random House to write a book on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I just finished final edits on that book. It will be coming out May 31st of 2022. And I'm very, very excited about it because the idea behind Action Speak Louder is to help organizations who have the heart, they have the desire, they've made even the proclamation of wanting to bring diversity, equity, and inclusion into their work, but they don't know what that means, right? They're missing the how. Like, how do we do this? How do we change our meetings? How do we change our hiring process? How do we change our promote? You know, what does this look like? And I think as I've been able to witness this and see this up close with organizations and leaders who, again, really want to do the work but are not sure how to unleash it, I'm just so excited to be able to put this tool out into the world. So what I will be doing is actually not only just putting out the book, but we have a series of courses that will come along with the book. So anybody who gets a copy of the book, even during the pre-sale process, I would say especially during the pre-sale process, in the beginning of the year, will get a copy of the book, but they will also get access to free courses. And the coursework will take the content of the book and help people personalize it even more. So I'm just excited about being able to put that tool into the world, help people who are feeling stuck right now and, you know, in this place of want and desire, but not maybe necessarily the how-to, because I think that there is a movement brewing. I think people understand, given all the challenges that we're having with hiring and retention and recruitment, and given all the challenges that we're having with what does the workplace look like as we move forward, given all of the challenges, right, of just trying to be able to be a more inclusive organization. These are real challenges. And knowing that, I think we're on the cusp of a movement of, you know, organizations that are going to embrace the challenge and really thrive. And I think that this will be the this is the tool that's going to get them on the other side of it. So can you tell I'm excited, Kim?
Yeah, I can. I'm beyond excited too. So you said the title of the book is Actions Speak Louder?
Yeah.
Okay, so Actions Speak Louder. And what's interesting too, as a consultant, is you really, I mean, no matter where you're at in the DEI spectrum, no matter where you're at, you still need to up your game. Wherever it is, and I'm making that assumption, certainly about myself, because I realize we navigate in and out of organizational culture all the time. So I can make no assumptions about working with client A versus client B and how aware they are or not aware. And sometimes as the consultant, you are the harbinger of that news in terms of why things might not be operating as well, or why there's high turnover, or, you know, so we always, like, I'm always like a 2-year-old focusing on why. Gee, I wonder why that's happening. Why is that happening? Why do you think that's happening? But creating those safe spaces, again, for people to just talk about it is so important. And if you have a good consultant, a facilitator, a trainer, that can make all the difference, because that person knows how to navigate those difficult conversations. They know when to put a pause in the conversation. They know how to help people unpack emotions and feelings in a workplace that's not going to be interpreted as a threat or something. So you are absolutely at the top of your game in that. I've seen you in action at the How to Be an Ally Summit and other work that we've done. So as we wrap up, we just have 1 or 2 minutes. You mentioned, I was going to ask, well, why does this matter so much now? You kind of answered that a little bit. The other piece of it, I think, is what is the word they're using? Mass resignation. Like, I can't tell you over the last year how many women I've coached who've just left their jobs. They've had it for whatever reason. I know the pandemic brought part of that on, but they're like you. I mean, they're really kind of going back to, what are my core values? What am I on this earth to do? And if I'm spending my whole day not doing that, then you're not truly living into your grace as a human being and, you know, what you can bring the world. And I just think that you're a really great example, not only for young people or people our age, I should say, but, you know, for people in that 50 plus crowd too, who are starting to have these realizations, like, what have I done with my time? So let me ask, the last question is, really specifically, where can people connect with you or learn more about Uplifting Impact?
So we do a lot on LinkedIn. It's not just about following, you know, us, but we put a lot of content out. We put a lot of videos. We're going to be series where we're asking some of the questions that people write in the private chat, right? So some of the questions that maybe people feel a little bit uncomfortable asking out loud, but we know that they're having. So it's a really great place. If you're not already connected, I would welcome you to join the conversation there, because we try to create a space not just for us to share information, but also to learn from a lot of people. So that is one. The other is that every week we put out a podcast, and our podcast is called Uplifting Impact. And there, what we do is we talk to industry leaders in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space, literally from all over the world. You know, I was sharing at the beginning of this that I always am trying to think about, like, if I've gone down this pathway, how do I make other spaces? The reason why we started the podcast is because I was having all these great conversations with amazing people, and I felt like, this is super selfish, right? Other people should be able to learn as much as I'm getting to learn from all these awesome people. And that was the that was why we did it. That is why the podcast exists. And so I would say those are two lovely places. And then the third is, if you are interested in our How to Be an Ally Summit, we actually host that multiple times a year. And we're always happy to have people join us. It really is a transformative experience for people who are able to participate. And so we'd welcome any of your consultants or listeners to join us there. Again, all that information can be found on upliftingimpact.com or on our LinkedIn page.
Great. Thanks so much, Deanna. And that's a great segue and reminder that the Society for Process Consulting will be hosting a webinar called The Power of Podcasting for Process Consultants on November 3rd. So be sure and sign up for that as well. So thank you again, Deanna. Thank you, listeners. And we will be sure and include the links to Deanna's resources in the blog post.